许多人把新年设定目标，成为一个改变人生方式或改进自己的一个新的起点。
I read an article yesterday regarding people's New Year resolution.
有一个网站他做了一个调查，他说有45%的美国人新年都有新的决定。
According to an online survey, it indicates that about over 45% of Americans have New Year resolutions.
So, 2015年美国民众有10大新年励志，他们依次的排队，第一个是减肥。
So the top 10 New Year resolution, ranked number 1 is to lose weight.
然后是存钱，享受人生。
Number 2 is to save money, to enjoy life.
然后是保持活动和健康。
Number 3 is to exercise and keep in the fitness.
然后是要学习新的东西。
Then it's to learn something new.
然后要进行恋爱和戒烟。
And then to love and to stop use tobacco.
当然还有说要更花更多的时间与家人相处。
And then the last one is to spend more time with your family.
每到新年的时候，人们都会心里生出一些盼望，都希望在新的一年里能带给我们一些新的祝福。
At the new year, people normally have a new hope.
如果你生命已经有一点厚度，有一点经历的话，你会知道，其实新年带来的新，很快的就会旧了。
So if you have a certain bandwidth of your life, you're going to understand that the newness in the new year will fade very soon.
我相信在座的有些人是不敢再过新年的，因为失望太多，遗憾也太多。
To a lot of us, we're thinking with more and more disappointment, we may have a lot of regrets.
我们要感谢我们的神，神赐给我们的日子，每早晨都是新的。
We still want to thank God because every day is new from God.
神赐给我们的心不是周而复始的心，不是一年一度的心，而是在基督里的心。
The newness does not come annually, it comes any moment.
在基督里的心，就是说你只要回到基督里，你当下就可以重新来过。
Saying that, it's basically indicating every time you go back, you return to God, you're going to have the newness immediately.
虽然我昨天还曾经悖逆，虽然我刚才还曾经软弱。
Even though I was weak a minute ago, or even though I was rebellious yesterday.
如果我们真心有悔改的心，神在当下就能够赦免我们，
改变我们。As long as we repent, God can change us now.
所以作为一个基督徒，想要得到新的恩典，想要得到新的盼望，你不需要再等上一年，甚至也不需要再等上一天。
So as a Christian, you do not really have to wait for another year or another day.
上个礼拜主日学，有好几位姐妹站起来做见证，非常的感人，特别是文华君姐妹。
Last Sunday school, some of you had heard some of the testimonies from three sisters of us.
去年年初，她到新的公司，有了新的工作，有了新的职分。
Sister Hua Jun got a launched a new job last year.
记得我也为她祝福祷告。
We prayed for her at that time.
但是压力太大，没过多久她就垮下来了。
But it was with a tremendous pressure that she couldn't really hold on to it anymore.
她连续在家里休息两个礼拜，跌到低谷，觉得能不能再继续工作都没有把握。
So Sister Hua Jun had to take 2 weeks off from work.And she was not really sure whether or not she could return to the job market.
人没有路走的时候，就开始仰望神了。圣灵就给她心灵的医治，给她聪明智慧，也给她谦卑柔和的心。
As she started to look up into God, the Holy Spirit is giving her wisdom and giving her a gentle heart.
最后，她的设计思想和设计成果得到了大家的首肯和主管的奖赏。
Eventually, her design got acclaimed from her senior management.
这时候他对每个人都强调一件事情，他说这是一个礼物，不是什么。
At that time, she was able to comment that it was a gift.
虽然他没有讲说自己的信仰，但许多的同事都明白他想要表达的是什么。
Although she did not specify the gift is from the God, most of her coworkers knew immediately what she meant.
好吧，我们现在能不能为华君姐妹，也能不能为我们自己，在耶稣基督里常常有新的开始、新的恩典、新的盼望，鼓鼓掌，好不好？为华君鼓鼓掌，也为我们自己鼓鼓掌。
Let's give Sister
Hua Jun
a round of applause.
因为你在基督里。
Yeah, let's give Sister Hua Jun a round of applause. Because
当下就可以重新来过。
Because we're in Christ Jesus, and we can start all over at the very moment.
今天是2015年新年的第一个主日，我们要来讲一个人蒙福的途径。
This is the first Sunday of 2015. We want to talk about the various ways a person can be blessed.
人怎么能够来蒙福呢？那就要来顺服，遵行上帝的旨意。
The only way to get blessed is via obey and abide.
请注意，我今天不是跟大家讲说如何来明白神的旨意，而是来讲说如何顺服遵行神的旨意。
Please note that I'm not talking about how to understand God's will. My point is to how to obey and abide God's will.
我们的问题常常不是不明白神的旨意，而是明白了清楚了，但仍然还要与神讨价还价，不愿意顺服和遵行。
Often, we know exactly what God's will is. We still want to do it in our own way, without trying to surrender to God's will.
甚至许多的时候，我们还带着过去活在偶像崇拜中的思维模式，神秘的揣摩神对我某件事情上到底有一个怎样的旨意。
We are so used to our old way of thinking that we want to keep thinking back and forth what God really wants.
但是神早就借着他的先知来告诉我们了，没有那么神秘。
God already spoke to us through the prophecies, through the prophets.
我可能没有将那段经文放在里面，但是这段经文的意思是说，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善。
Actually, there was a Bible verse highlighting that. It's from Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good.
他要向你所行的是什么呢？
And what does the Lord require of you?
只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
上帝告诉我们，他的旨意非常明白，没有什么神秘。
God is telling us His will is nothing, is not mysterious at all.
你只要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，愿意与神同行，那就好了。
As long as you decide to act justly and love mercy and to walk humbly with God, it will be all it.
上个礼拜我接到了一通电话，有人在某件事情上难以做决定，于是他们夫妻就用钱币来抓阄。事后，他们问我牧师可不可以这样。
Last week, a couple called me for some counseling. They were hesitating. They were not sure which direction to go. So they actually played heads and tails, and they asked me whether or not to lot is acceptable.
我告诉他，你们不能按照投币这样抓阄的结果去行，你们要按照对上帝的信靠去行。
I suggest them to lot is not the good way. We want them to follow God's instructions.
许多的时候，我们并不是真正的承认和相信上帝的主权，而是我们自己的心里早已有了一个想法，又不敢确定，于是就想借助于抓阄。
Many times, we do not believe in we do not fully recognize God's authority and the sovereignty.
我们把抓阄的结果强加于神，然而事情一旦有变，还莫名其妙的就怀疑神，责怪神。
We sought to playing games, to lot, and then every time things change, we question God. We question God.
所以神也同样告诉我们说，隐秘的事是属于耶和华的，唯有那明显的事是永远属于我们和我们子孙的。
So in the Bible, in the Deuteronomy, it says, the secret things belongs to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever.
所以神告诉我们，他明显的事已经写在律法上了。
God said clearly that all things are written, in the Bible. In
所以神对今天对我们的旨意，借着圣经，借着圣灵，借着教会生活，其实都已经向我们显明，特别是在道德和生命的层面上。
So from the moral perspective, God's will is already written clearly to us.
什么是善的，什么是恶的，其实我们里面已经是清楚的，问题是我们愿不愿意遵行。
I'm sure you are already able to identify what is good and what is bad. The problem is whether or not you want to follow through it.
上个礼拜有三位姐妹做美好的见证，她们里面不是没有挣扎，而是她们最终对上帝旨意的顺服和遵行。
The three sisters who gave us beautiful testimonies last week, we can see that it's not that they do not have struggle in them. It's their obedience and the surrender to God fully.
现在世界上下载使用最多的圣经应用软体，优讯最近公布了2014年 被使用和强调的最多的一段经文。
One of the most popular app is called the YouVersion. It has a survey here sharing the 10 most shared Bible verses.
这里讲到上帝的旨意，我们一起来读好吗？中英文一起来。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的良善、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
So this is number one shared Bible verse in Rome chapter 12 verse 2. Do not conform to the patterns of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这段经文告诉我们，查验明白上帝的旨意的前提在于我们自己先要有更新的心意。
So this Bible verse is basically telling us it requires people need to have a determination to change and to renew our mind.
它告诉我们，如果你真要明白上帝的旨意，你要有变化的意愿，也要有不再效法这个老旧的世界的志向。
If you want to change and you want to have a renewed outlook, then you need to make a determination that you should not conform to the patterns of the world.
如果我们里面不愿意被改变，不愿意更新，那么即使上帝的旨意再明白再清楚放在你的面前，其实你也不会去顺服遵行的。
If you do not want to change yourself, you will never understand what God's will is, or even though you already know it, you will not practice it.
这也就是为什么我们的主导文中耶稣要我们向上帝祈求的三个内容中，其中有一个重要的内容，就是愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So let's look at today's Bible verse in the Lord's Prayer. It's praying that may your will be on the earth as it is in the heaven.
耶稣不是问他的追随者你明不明白，而是问他你在明白之后愿不愿意去遵行。
God is not asking, do you know what I want? God is really asking, after you know it, are you willing to do it?
今天我们就来讲这个主导文中耶稣要我们向天父所求的那第三个祷告。
So today we're going to focus on the third prayer. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们一起来读好吗？所以你们的祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿楼尊你名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。这第三个关乎神的祈求，是对第二个祈求，愿你的国降临的扩展。
So your will be done on earth as it is on heaven. It is a further explanation to the second verse.Your kingdom come.
这是说神的国要完全降临，其中一个最明显最重要的特征就是神的旨意能够在地上完全的施行。
It is praying that God's will can be freely and fully implemented on the earth as it is in the heaven.
所以当我们向神祷告说，神啊，我愿意你的国降临的时候，圣灵其实会向神祈求的人说，那么就从顺服遵行我的旨意开始吧。
The Holy Spirit is basically saying, start with obeying and surrendering yourself.
耶稣知道我们今天所处的环境，早就知道今天人心里的光景。他说，在末后的时代，人对神的爱心会冷淡，就连神的选民也会如此。
Jesus already knew our today's difficult situations. He already knew that the people are going to get cold and indifferent with the environment.
那我们今天就来看看我们怎么来预备自己向天父做这个重要的祷告。
Let's see how we can prepare ourselves.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。请问你的旨意，耶稣说的是谁呢？
So what is your will?
天父上帝的。
Of course, that's God's.
所以我们的祷告祈求的中心应该转向神，而不应该老是为着我们自己。
So as we pray, we need to turn to God, not our self-centered.
我们现在来看三类以自我为中心的祷告。第一种。
Yeah, there are three types of prayers.
是乞讨式的祷告。
Type one, a begging style prayer.
我们是不是立常的向神要讨一个顺心的工作？我们常常祷告向神讨一个长寿的健康，我们讨钱财的富足，讨儿女的聪明，讨做事的能力，讨属灵的恩赐，等等等等。
Often we are asking God like a beggar for a better health, for more wealth, and for kids to be smart and to be more capable.
凡有缺的向神祈求，这没有什么错，他是我们的父亲，做儿女的当然向父亲求。
There's nothing wrong for you to ask something from God if you are lacking.
圣经也这么指告诉我们说，凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所需要的来告诉神。
Yeah, as stated in the Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
但是当我们进入这种自我中心祷告的时候，这种乞讨式的祷告是以自己的需要为导向的，是以自己的事情是否成果为结果的。所以在乞讨中，我们与主的关系就好像一个尚未长大还不懂事的孩子。
So if you are praying to God in this style, you are basically putting yourself in a position like a child. It's a very, very young child. You're asking something from an adult.
所以这种祷告常常我们的结果是，我们得着了，我们就开始脸上笑了；得不着，我们心里就开始发慌，就开始闹。
So as a result of such prayers, whenever you get whatever you want, you smile. If you don't get it, you feel sad and rejected.
我们来看第二种自我中心的祷告，是附加式的祷告。
The second type is endorsement style.
我们常常自己也有了各样的万全的计划，最后只是想祷告神来祈求他过来签一个名。
Often you already have a perfect plan and you simply want God to endorse on your plan.
我们是不是当我们进入事业策划的时候、财务预算的时候、家庭的安排、教会的服事等等，我们总是自己提议，最后让神来复议。
So you may encounter such situations as you want to plan on your family, budget and your career. You often just want God to endorse on your plan.
多少的时候我们觉得我们是要量力而行，但是上帝从来倒过来让我们凭着信心而行。
God just wants us to do it according to our confidence.
多少的时候我们是把自己把飞机票买好了，然后再非常客气的向神祷告说，上帝啊，请你来指导我前面的方向。
An analogy is like you have already purchased the airline tickets and then you pray that God please show me the way.
第三次自我中心的祷告是沉醉享受沉醉式的祷告。
The third type of prayer is a content style.
我们就好像彼得在变相山上一样，看到搭了三座棚子，巴不得搭三座棚子就长久的留在那里。
Most of us are like Peter, who put up tents on the mountain, who wish to be there forever.
这样的祈求表面上是很属灵的，要的是与主同在，你也看不出有什么错，但其实是不明白神在变相山上与摩西和以利亚相会的目的和旨意。
The content style prayer looks to be very spiritual, but actually you are not getting the whole picture of what God's will is.
其实也不知道神为什么请他们三位门徒一起上去做什么，其实就为了见证即将成就的整个的救赎计划。
God at that time asked Peter and another two disciples to go to the top of the mountains in order for them to witness his big plan. It's not for them to be there with him at that moment. So there is a bigger picture that he is missing.
当我讲章预备到这里的时候，我出现了一个画面，就好像我小时候跟着老爸，去到外面去，走过南京路大橱窗的时候，我就不想走了。我就像一个孩子一样跟着神到了那个忘记了我出来的目的了。
I'm able to recall when I was a little child, my dad took me to downtown Shanghai. I forgot my destination. I was really bewildered at the beautiful window display of the Shanghai shopping center. I didn't want to move forward anymore.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。我们或许会问天地的主，掌管宇宙的神，他的旨意我能明白吗？
So this is the content style prayer. Sometimes we want to ask, God of heaven, our heavenly Father, do you think I can actually understand your will?
是的，我们的神是隐藏的。如果他不向 不把他的旨意向我们显明，向我们启示，我们这些受造者是没有办法来明白的。
Indeed, sometimes God's will is hidden. If he is not revealing himself to us, there's no way that we can understand.
我们可以来看大卫的赞叹，我们一啊，保罗说的，我们一起来，身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的脚中何其难寻，谁知道主的心呢？谁做过他的谋士呢？谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还的呢？
So this is the Rome chapter 11:33. This is written by Paul. Describing how God's will could be hidden sometimes and is unsearchable for us.
所以我们看到大卫也就这样说，他有这样的感慨，这样的知识奇妙是我所不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
David also commented in Psalm chapter 139 verse 7, How precious to me are your thoughts, God, how vast the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you.
但是这位奇妙的上帝不仅造了我们，他还借着他道成肉身，借着他的灵一直在启示我们，让我们在我的生命中能够彰显他的形象。
And in fact, Jesus, the word of God incarnate, he not only created us, he is so glorious that he keeps enlightening us.
我非常喜欢大卫的一句诗，他在说，神啊，你的意念向我是何等的宝贵，其数是何等的众多，我若点数比海沙更多。
One of my favorite poems is from David in Psalm 139:17.
我觉得大卫这个诗非常有现代感，他好像上帝不断地跟我们发短信，像海沙一样。
In David's poem, it sounds like a God is a text messaging me all the time.
你信不信，你如果是上帝的儿女的话，当你决定做一件背逆他的事情的时候，从这件事情的开始到结果，你会看到上帝向你发出了多少个 test。
Do you believe that as a son or daughter of God, every time you try to do something rebellious, every time you just start your path, God would start text messaging you all the time?
你今天不要以为你今天碰到了要找对象、换工作、买房子这样大的事情的时候，神才想你赐下他的旨意，其实你在最小的事情上，神都想来带领你。
Not only on the big events that God is communicating with you, even in the smallest events, God is communicating with you already.
问题是他向你发来的 test 你有没有看到，看到了以后你有没有照着去做。
The problem is whenever God sends a text message to you, have you received it? And even though you receive it, have you followed it?
耶稣告诉我们，今天我们不愿意照着上帝的旨意去行，不明白上帝的旨意，乃是因为我们常常是自以为聪明。
The Bible indicates sometimes we do not follow God's instructions because we feel we are too smart.
所以神常常向聪明人隐藏自己，而且向单纯的孩子却显明自己的旨意。
So God often hides himself from the smart people, but often reveal himself to people who are like children.
请大家记得耶稣曾经说过的话。耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏了起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
As Matthew chapter 11 verse 25, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and revealed them to little children.
如果你我愿意谦卑自己，回转向孩子，我们就不难常常在灵里与爱我们的神相交相亲。
If we want to try to lower down ourselves,we can behave like a child and we can interact with God more spiritually.
现在我们要实际的来讲说，我们怎么在生活的应用上来面对神的旨意，或者说我们在面对上帝的旨意的时候有一些什么样的误区和盲点。
So let's look at this practically in real life.
我想说接下来我要第一个讲说，我们需要安静，因为这个世界太过匆忙、嘈杂、邪恶。
First thing first, we need some quiet time.
因为这个世界太过匆忙嘈杂邪恶使我们听不到或者听不清神对我们的旨意
The world is full of noise It's too rushy It's too busy We cannot hear the voice from God anymore
如果你比较关心中国的情况的话你可能在前段时间可以看到这样的画面我看到这样画面的时候灵里面就有一个字叫做邪恶
The picture This is a picture taken in mainland China These people are holding big signs And they want to boycott Christmas
这么多人都说要抵制圣诞中国人不过外国节但是他们说我们不过圣诞节要过毛诞节
So these people are saying that we should not celebrate the birth of Christ But we should celebrate the birth of Chairman Mao
背后冲突的不是一个民族的文化问题背后冲突的是灵界的问题所以我看到背后从阴暗权势来的邪恶
So I feel like this is a struggle in the spirit not just on the cultural level
这个世界太邪恶所以你常常听不到上帝的声音
So the world is busy and noisy filled with the voices from all over
我们再看到这个世界也非常的嘈杂
And the world is also noisy
大家知道前段时间警察执法过当有人被警察过当的执法死去了所以在全美国兴起了反警的示威
So as you may already know in the Ferguson event that the authority and the police they have overdone the punishment so the whole nation is standing against the New York Police Department
纽约市长白思豪他在这个时候发表政治化演说是告诉大家说你们以后要小心面对警察
So the mayor of New York City is having this speech to the public saying that warning people to be more careful or watch out when they face police
他得到了民众的拥护但是警察非常的恨他
People love mayor of NYC but not the police
警察工会那时候发了个信告诉所有的警察告诉白思德说有一天我们的警察执法被人杀了要追悼会的时候你市长不要来参加我们的追悼会
The union of the police is basically standing against the mayor of NYC and they are saying that in the event some police dies in certain conflicts you do not want to attend our funeral
两个礼拜以后有两位警察无辜的被人杀了
And indeed, in 2 weeks, two New York police were killed in the fight.
所以当两万个警察来参加这位被杀的这两个警察的追悼会的时候，当市长在讲话的时候，两万名警察从全国各地来的人全部背过去，屁股朝着他。
So 20,000 policemen from the nation attended this funeral, but when the mayor was speaking, they were turning against him.
于是在一个礼拜之后。在纽约交通的罚单减少了92%。
So in a week, the traffic tickets reduced by 92%.
Is
it by 92 or to 92%?
Yeah, 警察不想再做什么。传票少了94%，逮捕的行动减少了66%。
Okay, so we see tremendous reduce in the amount of tickets.
你于是会看到很多的打架，很多的彼此的纷争。你看到这个世界一片嘈杂
So you see the turmoil in the New York City
因为太过嘈杂你可能听不到上帝的声音
Since the world is so noisy you may not hear the voice from God
我们再来看匆忙
So let's see how the world is busy
这个非常模糊的照片是拍摄在一个地铁的车站
This is an underground of Washington DC
如果你仔细看这个人在拉小提琴
It's a violinist
他是当今非常有名的约书亚贝尔是美国很有名的小提琴手他在波士顿戏剧院演表演一张门票最低的票价是100块
So Joshua Bell as the world renowned violinist is playing here in the underground of Washington DC
那一天当他表演完的第二天他就赶到了华盛顿的一个 DC 的一个车站要表演一个节目
This is actually he was this is arranged by Washington Post. He was trying to play violin here in the underground to see if he gets any people appreciating the music.
华盛顿邮报要设计一个节目，是为了测验人们在一个公开的场合，在一个不适宜的时候，人们是否可以欣赏到美。
The motivation of a Washington Post is trying to use this event to see if the public can really understand and appreciate the beauty of art.
那一天是在早晨，非常的匆忙，大家都在上地铁。
So early in the morning in the subway station, people are busy hustle and bustle in the underground.
约书亚贝尔在这里拉整场的，跟波士顿戏剧院一样的整场的小提琴演奏。
So Joshua Bell was playing this famous piece there that morning.
这个巴哈的名曲一共演奏了45分钟，有1020个人路过他的面前。
He played a piece by Bach for 45 minutes with 1,027 passengers, but with only 7 people stopping by.
只有7个人稍微停下来，其中一个人猜出了是谁，然后在他的琴盒里放下了$20的小费。
And only one of the 7 people put down $20 in his violin case.
演奏结束以后，没有掌声，没有问候。约书亚贝尔一共收到了$32.17的美元的小费。
The total tip he got, Joshua Bell collected in his violin case with $32.17 as a result of his performance.
得出的结论是什么呢？如果我们确实匆忙到无法来聆听世界上最优秀的演奏家演奏世界上最优美的旋律的话，那么我们不知道有多少美好的东西正从我们身边悄悄地溜走了。
So the conclusion is, in the world hustle and bustle like this, so many of us have ignored the beauty of the world.
我们刚才讲到了邪恶，我们讲到了嘈杂，我们也讲到了匆忙。
So there was evil, there was a noise, and there was a busyness.
所以，同样，即使今天在教会生活中，有人因为没有心，上帝的话就常常会一个耳朵进，一个耳朵出。以致信主多年从来不甚明了什么叫神的旨意，因为有一些基督徒他信主多年了，他从来不知道什么叫神的旨意，或者说也从来没有经历过什么是遵行神的旨意。
So many of today's Christians, we come to church to worship, but God's words comes in one ear and one ear out, and we do not really understand what God's will is.
其实我们的神甚至可以借着驴子向人说话，他今天的手并没有缩短，他仍然向我们一直发出他的 test。
God is still trying to reach out to us.
问题是我们能够听到吗？问题是我们有回应了吗？
And then he keeps sending us text messages, but are we responding?
这是我们面对上帝旨意所面对的可能的一个拦阻。现在我们讲第二个，要放下自尊，不要尊重自己过于尊重神。
So the busy world could be our number one barrier to listen to God. Here's number two. We need to put down ourselves.
当我们对自己注入太多的关注时，我们会变得很庞大、很敏感、很脆弱。
If a human being, if we put too much focus and attention to ourselves, we may grow very sensitive and also very vulnerable.
我们也很容易生气，因为那时候我们就很难再注目耶稣，看到神的旨意了。
It's easy for us to quick get to temper, and it's hard for us to stay focused at Jesus.
人对自我尊重是我们生命所需要的，神也不愿意看到我们灰心丧志，但是我们不能把自尊抬得过高，让自我成为生命的焦点。
It's important to value ourselves, but God does not want to see us to be discouraged or lose in aspiration.But if we raise up ourselves too high, it's becoming our barrier to reach God.
神给了我们自由选择的意志，并给了我们有足够的恩典，让我们可以聚焦在耶稣的身上。
God has given us a free will to choose and give us sufficient grace so that we can focus on God.
讲到要顺从上帝的旨意，我们里面的自尊可能是一个大的拦阻。其实我牧师也一样有同样的体认。
And I have a testimony on this for my self-respect.
我有时候觉得，我们的自尊就像一个会哭闹、吵着要吃奶，但永远又吃不饱的一个孩子。
I sometimes feel there is a whining person in me, keeping asking for attention and keep asking for food.
别人没有给你足够的注意呢，你会变得非常的敏感。
if no one gives me attention, then I get overly sensitive.
别人对你有些批评呢，又会让你长久的怀怨和生气。
If people criticize me, then I become not comfortable. I feel angry.
你或许总是等候别人对你再一次的赞赏，但又不会因此而满足。
I'm waiting on people's recognition, but I will never feel satisfied.
自尊或许有的时候会变成一种心病，它会让你沉溺。
Self-respect could be self-indulging.
它会让你站在往下的电动扶梯上，看不到高于你的事物。
It's just like I'm taking the elevator downward, that I'm unable to see anything above me.
过分的自尊还会让你逃避应负的责任，习惯地为自己辩护，归咎他人。
Sometimes we're very self-defendant. We try to protect ourselves by attributing our problems to other people.
许多的时候，我们还觉得自尊其实让我们还可以，虽然觉得离神已经很远了，但我们觉得自己还过得去，还不错。
So sometimes we feel we are really good people, even though we're already away from God.
在圣经中撒母耳的故事里面，神指责大祭司以利是尊重人过于尊重神。
In the Bible chapter of Samuel, God was commenting on priest Eli that God was basically saying Eli respected people more than respecting God.
这个人不仅指他人，同样应该是指我这个人。
So this problem exists today.
所以我们要把他这句话读成说，神其实告诉我们说，不要尊重自己过于尊重神。
So this sentence can be really paraphrased as, "Do not respect yourself too much, but respect God more."
所以盼望我们将自己的眼目开始从自身挪开，开始注目于耶稣，让我们常常因为自尊而敏感脆弱、容易生气的我们，从耶稣那里得到宝贵的安息和最深的满足。
So if we turn toward God, we're going to feel that we are not quick to temper anymore.
现在我们讲第三个会妨碍我们明白上帝旨意的。
So the third barrier for us to reach God's will, other than our self-respect and the busy world.
我们不要被自己的私欲迷惑。人的心很大，大到可以放进一个世界，但是人的心又很小，小到不能容下两个主。
So we all have certain prophet that we set our eyes on, and our heart is so big enough to hold the whole world, but our heart is also very small enough that it can only serve one God.
很多的时候我们看不清上帝的旨意，而是因为我们私欲把上帝的旨意轻忽了，丢弃了。
Many times we cannot see what God wants us to do because we see what we want.
所以圣经有这么说，我们一起来读这段圣经好吗？你们这些淫乱的人呐，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Yeah, this is for Jacob chapter 4 verse 4. Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of the God.
所以我们被耶稣所救，神就以我们为友。如果我们不是爱主胜过爱这个世界的话，那神就会把我们里面贪恋世界的心看成为淫乱。
If we love the world so much, then God is not going to like what we do.
保罗是今天人生跟世界之间的是看为是一场征战。
So Paul is Paul in this verse is saying that it's a struggle, it's a war between us and the world.
所以他要我们完全顺服圣灵的带领，好像一个奴仆完全顺服主人一样，好像是一个运动员因为苦练节制而最后得到胜利一样。
So Paul really wants us to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗说，我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
So the Paul in the First Corinthians, Paul is saying, "I beat my body and made it, and make it my slave."
所以在我们的信仰生活中，我们常常不能很好的去服侍别人，去热心的传福音，那是因为我们并没有真正的胜过我们的己身。
When it comes to gospel, if you feel like you're not able to spread God's words effectively, maybe you should look into yourself, because you may not win your own body first.
我们或许太过的看重自己的得失，或许对耶稣的呼召有太多的保留，或许对自己软弱的肉体有太多的体贴。
We're evaluating the loss over win, and we're unable to fully dedicate to God's calling.
所以我们许多的时候不是不够爱人，不够爱神，而是我们太过爱己。
It's not that we're not loving others enough. It's really we love ourselves too much.
今天我们要特别警惕巴兰的教训。耶和华的先知巴兰，他在明白求问神的旨意之后，他自我欺骗，结果他不仅模糊了上帝的旨意，还让自己往错谬的路上直奔。
Balaam is considered as a man who loved the wages of wickedness.
圣经曾经这么说，神对巴兰说，你不可以同他们去，你也不可诅咒那民，因为那民是蒙福的。
God said to Balaam, do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people because they are blessed.
神还兴起巴兰所起的驴子向他讲话，但是巴兰因为贪恋钱财，在摩押王一次比一次丰厚的馈赠面前，他自我欺骗，自圆其说。结果虽然清楚上帝的旨意，他仍然一再求问。
So Balaam was basically being compromised by the goods and the money, monetary gifts people give to God. So he got corrupted and compromised. Although he already knew what God wanted, but he was unable to follow it through.
他虽然清楚上帝的旨意，仍然一再求问；虽然明白上帝的旨意，仍然一再尝试；虽然晓得上帝的旨意，仍然一再思念，结果就招致悖逆。
So Balaam, as a man that God used, he basically ignored God's words and kept doing what he wanted to do.
所以我在想说，当我们明白上帝旨意的时候，我们要特别避免巴兰式的自我欺骗。
So I think we want to warn ourselves to stay away from what Balaam does.
所以我这次看到有一位牧者他这么讲说，如果你正在悖逆已知神的旨意，那么你就没有办法来讨神的喜悦，你也没有办法来与他亲密的相交，同样你也没有办法来让你的祷告得到他的回应。
There is a God servant John Rice. He said, if you are doing things against God's will, then you can never please God, and you can never be on close relationship with God.
最后我来讲说，耶稣是我们顺服遵行神旨意的榜样。
Then as a result, your prayer cannot be answered. So Jesus is really our role model for us to stay obedient to God.
耶稣把顺服遵行上帝的旨意看成是生命赖以生存的食物。
Jesus as our role model is regarding God's will as his food.
我们可以看到这三段的经文，耶稣第一段经文是，一起来，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。第二段的经文是说，我不求自己的意思，只求那差我来者的意思。我们还可以看第三段经文，我们从这里说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的旨意来成全。
So these three quotes are basically Jesus was describing how he wholeheartedly devote to God's will and follow it through.
愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们需要效法耶稣，就要把这个祷告变得个人化。
So we need to personalize such prayer to be our own prayer.
如果2015年我们要为我们的教会复兴祷告的话，盼望我们对神说，神啊，复兴你的教会，先从我对你的旨意的顺服遵行开始。
So if we want to rejuvenate our church, we need to pray to God that that God, please let me start obeying you more.
这是一位荷兰的女子叫彭科利。二战的时候，她的家人为了在暗示中保护犹太人，他们全家被抓，关进了集中营。
This lady's name is Corrie Ten Boom. She's from a Netherlands. In the World War II, she and her family were sent to the camp by the Nazis.
她的父亲和姐姐都死在集中营里，但她活了下来。
So she survived, but her father and sisters died in the camp.
她活下来之后就开始在全世界为主传扬饶恕的福音。她的故事最后被拍成电影，并写成了一本书叫《密室》。
She is the author of the book called The Hiding Place, and there was a movie made out of it.
有一天 ,YMCA 的一个领袖去探访她，那时候她已经70岁高龄了。
So when she was in her 70s,One of the YMCA leaders went to visit her.
这位领袖看到他买了两个七十岁的老人买了两个大的新的皮箱，觉得有点诧异，就问他这是为什么。
And the leader saw, Corey had two brand new suitcases in her room.
彭里科就告诉他说，曾经有一位天使在异象中来看他，告诉他还可以活十年，他很高兴。为了纪念，他就买了两个大的新皮箱。
So Corey said, once there was an angel came visiting her, telling her that she can live by another 10 more years. So she was very thrilled and she bought these two suitcases to commemorate that moment.
没想到五年以后她得了重病，疼痛难忍，住到医院里。这位 YMCA 的领袖又去看望她。
And then in 5 years,She was really badly sick, and she was hospitalized. And this YMCA leader went to see her again.
这个，他就告诉他说，第二位天使这个时候又来看望他，告诉他说，这次病你会导致死亡，你不会好起来。
And then Corey said, for a second time, the angel came to see her again, and the angel said, you will not become better anymore. You are going to die.
彭克利向天使抗议。他说原以为我自己可以平安的健康的过十年，天使告诉他说天父都知道。
So Corey protested, didn't you say that I could live by another 10 years, and now it's only half of it? And the angel said, yes, God knew this already.
所以天父派我来特地要告诉他，很愿意现在就接你回天家，你现在可以做一个选择。
The angel said, I was sent by God, you have a choice now.
这时候他面对两难，是离世于重在呢，还是在世上忍受接下来要连续五年疼痛的这个病痛。
So the choice is you can either live by another 5 years but suffering a lot of pains, or you can go with me now to the heavens.
如果你面对这样的选择，你会做如何的选择呢？
So what would you want to choose if you were in that position?
所以彭克利问天使，哪一样会使我的天父得到最大的荣耀？
So Corey said, which option will glorify Father more?
天使告诉他说，留下来再忍受五年的痛苦。
The angel said, stay and suffer for another 5 years.
彭克利说，那就是我的选择。
Corey said, that is my choice then.
最后的五年发生的事情是让彭克利的名字家喻户晓，上帝把这个凭着信心活着的图画刻在更多人的心中。
So the last 5 years that Corey lived, actually made her more well known to the world.
上帝的旨意就是我的选择。
So God's will is my choice.
即使面对苦难和痛苦。
So facing the stress and the miseries.
因着彭克利的故事，我想到了自己。两个月前，我已经进入耳顺之年。
I'm able to relate myself to Corey. 2 months ago, I'm in my 60s.
三十而立，四十什么？不惑五十，知天命，六十耳顺。
So Confucius said, when you reach 30s, you are going to be able to stay independent. When you reach 40s, you will have no doubts. When you reach 50s, you will know God's will. When you are 60s,You have a listening ear.
我曾经跟大家讲过，中国的古字慎字是一个大大的耳朵，小小的嘴。
So the traditional Chinese calligraphy in the word holy has a big ear on the left and a small mouth on the right.
什么是耳顺呢？耳顺就是要明白顺服上帝的旨意，要遵行圣灵的带领。
So what does Confucius mean by when a person reaches 60, he will have listening ears That really means you have a big ear but a small mouth.
60岁到70岁之间耳顺之年，我提醒自己要做一个耳顺之人。
So in my 60s, I'd love to constantly remind myself to be a better listener.
2015年新的一年开始的时候，我牧师有个美好的祝愿。
So at the beginning of the year, I have a good wish to put forward.
我盼望我们在座的磐石教会的弟兄姐妹都来做一个耳顺之人。
I wish all sisters and brothers in RCCA to train ourselves to be a good listener.
你不要等到像我这样的年龄才有心来做一个耳顺之人。
You do not need to be reaching 60s to become a good listener.
你可以在年少的时候，在你年富力强的时候就开始做一个，立志做一个耳顺之人。
You can start being obedient right now.
如果有这样的志向，那你就得着了。你的一生不仅自己会蒙福，还可以让许多人得蒙祝福。
The earlier you become obedient to God's word, the more blessing you are going to give yourself, and you can be a blessing to other people around you.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we'd love to thank you.
谢谢你在新年开始的时候就告诉我们要顺服遵行你的旨意。
Thank you for the message that in the beginning of the new year, you want us to be a better listener and obey and abide your words.
要我们效法你，向天父祷告，求神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
You want us to learn from Jesus Christ to pray to God that may God's will be on the earth as it is in the heaven.
在新年的时候，我们或许有很多新的计划和盼望。
We may have a lot of plans for the new year.
但是盼望我们里面有真心的，从深处有一个祷告，是说，上帝啊，愿你的旨意成就在我的身上。
So deep in us, we are going to pray to you that God, please let your will be in us.
让我成为一个从你那里蒙福的人，也成为一个能够叫别人蒙福的人。
Let us become a blessed person and also become a blessing to other people.
求神赐福给我，赐福给我们的教会。
May God bless me and bless our church.
听我们在你面前的感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Please listen to our prayers in the name of Jesus. We pray.
Amen.